This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you guys are probably here because you want to like get into the heart of wedding photography, you know, like the why behind all those picture perfect moments.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, we've got some seriously insightful stuff from a seasoned wedding photographer that reveals way more than just, you know, how to like work a camera or get the right shot.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like the emotional depth of this photographer is like, whoa.
Yeah, what's fascinating is that this photographer is talking about how wedding photographers are more than just vendors.
Right.
They're witnesses to love in its purest form.
Oh, they straight up say that.
Yes.
They say, we're not just capturing images. We're witnessing love in its purest form, sharing in the most intimate and joyous moments of people's lives, and preserving memories that will be cherished for generations.
Yes, exactly.
That's deep.
It is. It's profound.
Like, talk about a front row seat to, like, life's biggest emotional roller coaster.
That's exactly what comes through in these insights. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't just a job. It's a privilege to be a part of such a significant day.
Totally.
I mean, think about it. The range of emotions they must witness.
Oh, my God.
The nervous excitement, the overflowing joy, maybe even a few happy tears along the way.
Right. And they're capturing those tiny details that tell such a huge story.
Yes.
Like a mother's hand on her daughter's shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
The look, a couple exchanges when they think no one's watching.
Yes. Those small, intimate moments.
Those are the moments that make a wedding album come alive. You know?
Absolutely.
Like, those are the things you're looking at 20 years later.
Exactly. It's about capturing the essence of the day.
Yes.
The raw, unscripted moments that reveal the true heart of the relationship.
Yes. And this photographer seems to have like a knack for finding those moments.
They do.
Like, they're drawn to them.
They are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of finding those moments, I was really struck by how this photographer talks about the incredible diversity of weddings they've experienced.
Yes.
Indian ceremonies, Jewish weddings, personalized vows.
Right.
It's like a crash course in love and culture.
And what's interesting is that it seems like this exposure to different traditions really deepens their understanding of love itself.
I think so, too.
It's not just about capturing a beautiful image. It's about understanding the cultural context, the meaning behind the rituals, the different ways love is celebrated around the world.
Okay, but here's where it gets really juicy.
Okay.
This photographer talks about those in-between moments.
Yes.
Those stolen glances, the quick kiss before the ceremony, the way a couple looks at each other when they think no one is watching.
Right.
You say, one of the most touching parts of our job is witnessing the moment when a couple notices each other. It's pure, unfiltered, and incredibly beautiful, and it's a moment we get to witness almost every weekend.
Oh, wow.
Talk about capturing pure, unadulterated love.
Those moments speak volumes about the connection this photographer builds with their clients.
I think so.
It's about trust, vulnerability, and allowing someone to witness those intimate moments.
Yeah.
It's no wonder they describe these moments as pure gold.
But you know what else struck me?
What's that?
The sheer beauty they get to witness.
Yes.
They talk about these stunning locations, the carefully chosen details, the way light plays on a bride's veil.
It's magical.
It's like they're immersed in a world of visual poetry.
They have a real appreciation for the artistry involved in creating that atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's not just about documenting the day. It's about preserving the beauty and artistry that make each wedding unique.
Right.
And you can tell that this photographer is clearly drawn to those visual elements.
Totally.
And they understand how they contribute to the overall feeling of the day.
Okay, so we've got this deep emotional connection, a front row seat
mm-hmm.
to cultural traditions,
mm-hmm.
the ability to capture those fleeting moments of beauty.
Right.
But, you know, there's got to be a flip side, mm-hmm. right? The pressure, the long hours, the emotional toll it must take.
Sure.
We'll get into all of that in part two.
It's true. This photographer doesn't shy away from that. You know, it's a demanding job.
Right.
But what keeps him going?
Yeah.
What makes it all worth it?
Yeah, like spill the tea. What kind of impact are we talking about?
Well, it boils down to this incredible impact they have on people's lives.
Okay. I mean, yeah, wedding photos are nice to have, but like, is it really that deep?
This photographer talks about preserving memories that will be cherished for generations.
Okay.
So they're not just capturing a moment in time.
Right.
They're creating something that will be passed down, you know, uh-huh. something that families will look back on for years to come.
Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it, I remember this photographer saying, photographing these elements is not just about documenting the day. It's about preserving the beauty and artistry that make each wedding special.
Exactly.
It's like creating a family heirloom.
Yes.
A piece of art that tells the story of that day.
And that's a powerful feeling,
yeah.
knowing that your work has that kind of lasting impact. It goes beyond just taking pretty pictures.
Right.
It's about creating something meaningful, something that will connect generations.
I'm also curious about the impact on the photographer themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine being surrounded by all that love.
Right.
All those heartfelt moments, it's got to rub off on you, right?
Absolutely. This photographer talks about how rewarding it is to witness love in its purest form.
Yeah.
To capture those genuine expressions of connection and joy.
So they're not just observers.
No, they're participants in a way, sharing in the emotions of the day.
But it can't be all sunshine and rainbows, right?
Right.
I mean, they're also witnessing, you know, the pressure, the anxieties, maybe even some like family drama that goes down behind the scenes.
Sure.
How did they deal with all that?
That's a great question, and I think it really speaks to their emotional intelligence
yeah.
and their ability to navigate those complexities with grace and sensitivity.
Right.
They're not just photographers.
Right.
They're also confidants offering support and reassurance to their clients throughout the day.
So it's like they need like a whole other skill set.
Right.
On top of the technical stuff like being a therapist,
yeah.
a diplomat, a ninja who can blend into the background and capture those candid moments without, like, disrupting the flow.
Yes, and that ability to connect with people, to build trust and rapport is essential for capturing those authentic moments.
Well, absolutely.
Because let's be real, no one wants their wedding photos to look stiff and posed.
No way.
I want to see the real emotions, the genuine connections.
100%.
Yeah.
And speaking of real emotions, this photographer doesn't shy away from the fact that, you know, it can be emotionally draining at times.
Yeah.
They talk about the long hours, the pressure to deliver, the emotional weight of capturing such a significant day.
Mm.
It's definitely not a job for the faint of heart.
No, it's not.
But despite all the challenges, they keep coming back for more.
They do.
And I think that says a lot about the power of this work.
It does.
They're not just photographers, they're storytellers.
Yes.
Capturing the essence of a relationship
yeah.
and preserving it for years to come.
That's beautiful.
Okay, so we've talked about the impact on the couple, the impact on the photographer.
Yeah.
But what about the impact on us, the viewers?
Right.
What do we take away from looking at these wedding photos?
Yes.
We'll explore that and more in the final part of our deep dive.
Right.
So we've been talking about the impact of wedding photography, you know, on the couple, the photographer. But what about the impact on us, like the viewers?
Right. Like, what do we see when we look at these images?
Yeah, and how do they affect us?
I think on like a basic level, wedding photos just tap into our universal desire for connection and belonging, you know?
Yeah.
We see these images of love and commitment.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds us of our own relationships, you know, our own desires for happiness and partnership.
Yeah, and it's not even just about like the big romantic gestures.
Right.
It's the small moments of tenderness, the shared laughter,
mm-hmm.
the way a couple looks at each other, like, those are the things that resonate with us on like a deeper level.
Absolutely. And this photographer is so good at capturing those subtle nuances of connection. They talk about how they look for those in-between moments, those unguarded expressions
right.
that reveal the true intimacy of a couple's bond.
I remember them saying, one of the most touching parts of our job is witnessing the moment when a couple notices each other. It's pure, unfiltered, and incredibly beautiful. And it's a moment we get to witness almost every weekend.
Wow.
It's like we're getting a glimpse into the heart of their relationship.
Yeah.
And it makes us believe in the power of love.
And I think that's the real magic of wedding photography, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about documenting an event.
Yeah.
It's about capturing the essence of a relationship, the emotions that make it special.
Totally.
And when we see those emotions reflected back at us, it can be incredibly moving.
It's true. But, you know, it's not always about, like, warm and fuzzy feelings either.
Right.
Sometimes wedding photos can also evoke, you know, a sense of nostalgia,
mm-hmm.
maybe even a little bit of sadness,
sure.
especially if we're looking at photos of people we love who have passed away
yeah.
or relationships that have ended.
That's true. Wedding photos can definitely be bittersweet in that way.
Yeah.
They remind us of the passage of time, you know, the fragility yeah. of life and the fact that nothing stays the same forever.
Yeah. And yet there's also like a beauty in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
A recognition that even though things change, the love and the memories remain.
I think So wedding photos can be a powerful reminder of the enduring power of love, even in the face of loss or change.
So what's the takeaway here? Like, what can we learn from looking at wedding photos beyond just like admiring the pretty dresses and decorations?
I think it's about recognizing the power of human connection, the importance of celebrating love in all its forms, and the role that photography can play in preserving those precious memories for generations to come.
Beautifully said. And I think it's a reminder that even though weddings are often seen as a celebration of a single day, the impact of those photos can last a lifetime.
Absolutely. They become part of a family's history. A tangible reminder of the love and commitment that brought them together.
Well, we've certainly gone deep on this one.
We have.
I feel like I have a whole new appreciation for the art of wedding photography and the profound impact it can have on everyone involved.
It's been a fascinating journey.
And for all of you deep divers out there, the next time you see a wedding photo, take a moment to really look at it. Think about the story behind it, the emotions it evokes, and the legacy it represents. Until next time.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.